Healthcare in Baja California is one of those topics where the truth depends entirely on which part of the system you interact with. Private care in Mexico is genuinely good and dramatically cheaper than anything you would pay in the U.S. A specialist visit runs about $45 to $100 cash. An MRI is $300 to $500. There is no referral system and no prior authorization. You call or WhatsApp a specialist directly, show up, and get seen. The challenge is understanding what your insurance actually covers. Mexican private health insurance is major medical only. It covers hospitalization, surgery, and major events. It does not cover routine visits, most outpatient prescriptions, dental, or vision. You will be paying cash for those things, regardless of what plan you carry. IMSS, the public system, is available to legal residents through voluntary enrollment and costs roughly $500 to $1,100 per year, depending on age. That is real coverage and worth having, especially for people in retirement who cannot afford private plans. But the system failed to fill 4.5 million prescriptions in 2024. Baja California had a 58% prescription non-fill rate in 2023. These are documented numbers from IMSS's own transparency responses and the Cerro de Sabasto Collective. For routine care, the pharmacy doctor system is excellent. Farmacia Similaris and similar chains charge about 30 to 50 pesos per visit, which is roughly $2 to $3. They're great for colds, infections, prescription renewals, and basic assessments. For anything more serious, you book directly with a private specialist. There is no general practitioner system outside IMSS. You go straight to the specialist. I want to be honest about what happens when you try to find a doctor through the expat community. I had a doctor recommended to me who had helped a close friend's family member. He did a 2.5-hour intake with me, which sounded thorough until he prescribed the wrong drug for the wrong condition. My doctor in the U.S. confirmed the error. I WhatsApped the Mexican doctor who said it was an accident and he'd fix it from his computer. He never did. If a doctor cannot follow through on correcting his own prescription error, the question of whether you can trust him with your family's health becomes very difficult to answer. End-of-life care is the area where Mexico falls furthest short of North American expectations. Mexico had fewer than one palliative care service per million inhabitants as of 2020. Seven of Mexico's 32 states had zero hospitals offering any palliative care. The model here is family-based and home-based. For expat retirees without large local family networks, that is a real planning issue. Keep your passport current, execute a notarized advance directive, and maintain your relationship with a U.S. or Canadian physician. Medical malpractice in Mexico runs through CONAMED arbitration rather than courts. Most complaints never reach formal review. Total financial payouts across thousands of resolved cases over more than a decade amounted to roughly $2.9 million. That is not per case. That is total. The deterrent effect that shapes U.S. medical practice simply does not function the same way here. The practical strategy for an Ensenada expat is layered. Get a Mexican private plan for catastrophic coverage before age 65. Add IMs if you can pass underwriting, use pharmacy doctors for small stuff, and private specialists for the rest. And always maintain your cross-border exit strategy for anything serious.